Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, welcome to USAPrepares.com. Britt Sheeben sitting in for Vince Fennelli today. Actually, I asked Vince to monologue today, as I do on most weeks, because I have so much information. And that's one of the big reasons that I don't take calls lately, folks, is because my job, my obligation, my duty as an American is to give people as much information as possible, facts, objective facts, especially when I talk about health care. Everything is published information in the public domain by physicians, by researchers, by scientists. But I want to thank Jason for engineering the broadcast out of Minnesota. And I would also like to thank GCN for the platform that we've had here on USA Prepares for the last 11 years, which I've been a big part of, thanks to Vince Fennelli. But GCN, we appreciate you allowing us to exercise our First Amendment right, say it like it is, and to practice truth and try to maintain our Constitution, Bill of Rights, sovereignty, and our country. So that being said, folks, what I'm going to do is, I probably have double the amount of prepared information to give to you. And I want to thank everybody, not just who's listening here in America, but to everybody listening around the world. And hopefully I can give you some good information that you can walk away with, share with other people, save lives, and make a difference in our world. So I'm going to start with healthcare today, folks. And the first article is a Zero Hedge article. And basically, it's talking about, and I paraphrase a lot of this because I take articles, folks, and I will read several pages of articles or I'll listen to an interview. It could be an hour long, and I condense everything to the meat and potatoes because of lack of time, so you can get as much information of the gist of the article so you can take that information. And I'm not being condescending here, to share this with family, friends, and colleagues and your countrymen around the world. But this is an article. I'm going to talk a little bit more about PSYOPs today and how the PSYOPs, and I've discussed a lot of that, you know, over the years, design, mind control. Control is a lot about everything. I've connected a lot of dots, how the elite powers that be want to consolidate power, money, control, and I've connected those dots. But what they're using is not just design, mind control. They're not just using drugs. They're using your emotions against you. So you're a tool against your own country, against the betterment of independence and controlling your own destiny. I've talked about how electromagnetic radiation has triggered a lot of people. We've talked about trigger words. The CIA uses it. I use the term PSYOPs a lot. I'm going to discuss a couple articles today to show how 5G has a lot of technological control. The powers that be need disruptive technology. They need to distract, whether it be bread and circuses, dumbed down in public and government schools. We've talked about IQs going down. We talked about all this stuff and connected everything. But that's what they do. They disrupt everything. They use behavior modifications and we are allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. That's why they want virtual reality. They want everybody who survives this to be stuck in their home living under virtual reality while they're flying around using up natural resources and having a great, grand old time. So basically what they do is they create victim group status, and they control the reactions of people, and that's how they get their agenda aligned. So anyway, this article, and pardon, I'm going to go off into a few tangents because since I am monologuing, I'm going to have a little extra time to do so. It was an anonymous doctor out of the UK who wrote a piece, all the hospitals are packed, the ICUs are packed, all with the unvaccinated, 90% is the unvaccinated. And I pulled this article out because they've used the same propaganda here in America. And we've connected a lot of dots where the mainstream media uses propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, gaslighting. We've given thousands of examples of all the above and all the subsets that occur under that. But this article, NHS England's own bed statistics, reported that England had 4,330 available critical care beds, 21% are being used for COVID patients, 60% for non-COVID patients, and 19% were empty. So all this, 90% full with unvaccinated COVID patients is just part of the propaganda BS. The actual number was actually 35.4%. So according to the UK's Health Security Agency, page 31 of the document, 6,639 patients were admitted to the hospital with COVID in the weeks of 44 to 47 this year. Of those 6,639, 2,355 were unvaccinated. So the gist of this article, people, is that the unvaccinated people don't even make up the majority of COVID cases, let alone the majority of ICU admissions in general. So basically, it was a lot of information. I condensed it down so you can see. Basically, you can't believe anything that comes from the mainstream media, anything from the government organizations and institutions, because the American people have lost confidence in all that, including education, anything to do with the state, the government, the federal, medicine, social institutions, Wall Street. We have no more rule of law, big tech or technology in general, all been infected with greed, psyops, corruption, racketeering, to consolidate power, money, and control. It's all corrupt. It's all manipulated. It's all dishonest. We're not just resembling the unelected, installed, corrupt elections of the Soviet Union. We have exceeded them. This is why when you hear the term expert or official authority or transparency, these are all fake buzzwords. Basically, the journalists, the lawyers, the judges, the politicians, the bankers, they have betrayed the trust of the American people and corrupted their professions. I want to make that perfectly clear, and I say that often because I make so many cases that prove that. Another article coming up, a new paper published in The Lancet. And you'll notice as the day or as the program proceeds, a lot of these so-called institutions that do clinical studies and publish medical papers, they're starting to go back and realize that the people are waking up. The people, they don't want to get stuck in a Nuremberg 2 code, a situation where they might be going to jail or even be hung. So even The Lancet, if you recall, The Lancet, not that long ago in the past, basically condemned hydroxychloroquine. This is why I've given so much information that the powers that be are trying to, Well, look, make a long story short, the emergency authorization should not have occurred because we have the therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine, like ivermectin, like so many other therapeutics that we've talked about that we didn't need this emergency authorization. But anyway, the Lancet suggests that the more vaccines a person gets injected with for the coronavirus, the faster his or her body succumbs to an AIDS-like immune wasting syndrome called VAIDS. So they actually are creating a new terminology for vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Following just the first round of injections. So the Lancet is trying to gain its credibility back because when it tried to pull the wool over the people's eyes regarding hydroxychloroquine, it lost a lot of its credibility. And this is what's happening across the board in a lot of so-called medical journals and organizations. They realize they've been discredited, and they're trying to make up for it. So, pardon me. Experts worry that with each subsequent booster shot, the process, they're calling it immune erosion, and it continues to accelerate. So for their research, scientists compared the health outcomes between vaccinated and unvaccinated people in Sweden. Roughly 1.6 million individuals in both groups were studied over the course of 9 months. That was discovered is that the fully vaccinated, folks, I'm not being condescending when I repeat something, only have a smattering of immune protection for a very short amount of time, at the most 6 months. After that, artificial immunity provoked by the injections wanes rapidly, leaving a fully vaccinated person with no protection against infection of any kind, just like AIDS. Think about this, folks. Doctors are calling this phenomenon in a repeatedly vaccinated immune erosion or acquired immune deficiency, accounting for elevated incidence of myocarditis and other post-vaccine illnesses that either affect them more rapidly, resulting in death, or more slowly, resulting in chronic illness. And COVID jabs initiating a cascading failure of the body's immune response. I can go on and on, but I don't have the time. If you saw what I have prepared, I will be lucky if I get to 50%. Next, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko talks about how the spike proteins from the COVID-19 vaccine causes acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Just heard that a few moments ago, didn't we? Next, 5G, this is from a study, exposure, a significant factor in higher COVID cases and deaths. The National Center for Biotechnology Information has published a new study warning about the dangers of 5G technology, including how it directly contributes to the symptoms commonly associated with the Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19. I'll discuss a few more lines after the break, folks, but this is a paper that was published in May 2020. We'll be right back.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheepin sitting in for Vincent Finelli. Happy Tuesday to everybody around the world listening. And I was in the middle of discussing this article about basically the correlation, the statistic, significant correlation between intense radio frequency radiation and mortality from the SARS-CoV-2 in 31 countries throughout the world. Basically, they also highlighted a U.S.-based study showing the areas of the country with 5G infrastructure already in place. Operating showed significantly higher rates of serious illness and death contributed to COVID, all independent of population density, air quality, and latitude. Okay, what that last sentence really is an implication of the isolation of an electromagnetic radiation like a 5G that is associated with higher rates of illness and death, because obviously they just said it all independent of population density, air quality, and latitude. That's pretty serious, folks. So symptoms with both wireless communication radiation, and we've given so many studies over the years about brain tumors and cancer from cell phones. Look, what we do here is we disconnect our Wi-Fi and all the computers that we have here in the cabin, we connect it with a hard line. I know Vince Finelli does the same thing. We've talked about this many times on the air. So basically, the symptoms with wireless communication radiation and COVID-19 included blood changes, such as short-term blood clumping, long-term reduced hemoglobin, oxidative stress and injury in tissues and organs, immune system disruption, including suppression of T lymphocytes and elevated inflammatory biomarkers. And I can go on and on and on. Arrhythmias, heartbeat irregularities, basically wireless radiation exposure is reducing levels of the master antioxidant glutathione. And we all know that with us interviewing Dr. Norm Shealy over the years that antioxidants boost your immune system function. Okay, I'm going to stop there and go to the next article because I have so many. Mass formation mind control being used to social engineer world totalitarian police state. There's so much mind control. We've discussed a lot of this over the years, but there's a professor from Ghent University in Belgium, Dr. Desmet. I'm not going to try to pronounce his first name. And basically, he's explaining how why so many people are still going along with the Wuhan coronavirus shamdemic. This is in the article. I'm not making up the words here. He calls it mass formation, which is a phenomenon which individuals become so detached from reality and healthy relationships with each other that they end up latching onto artificial ideas that bond them back together in a synthetic way. And the powers that be are purposely demoralizing society with a steady stream of filth, as he calls it. And his examples in parentheses right in front of me here is LGBTQ, Hollywood, financial terrorism, corrupt religions, et cetera, et cetera. So the social engineers are able to successfully sever the ties that used to bind society together. And it's created a sense of lostness among many. And Desmet describes this as free-floating anxiety. So basically, what he's saying in this article is that COVID has become many people's identity, just like maybe they're part of the LGBTQT, whatever, or maybe they consider themselves, they identify by whatever. That's basically he's saying that's not only not healthy, but this is all planned. It's all scripted. Okay. Next article. Oxygen deprivation mask syndrome now sweeping across the globe. This is very disturbing. It talks about lack of oxygen, hypercapnia. I've discussed all that, which is excess carbon dioxide in the bloodstream, causing inadequate respiration, panic attacks, vertigo, double vision, tinnitus, concentration issues, headaches, swallow reactions, seizures, alterations in blood cut.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is reporting the U.S. Senate will vote today to raise the federal government's $28.9 trillion debt limit, avoiding an unprecedented default by the end of the month. A 59-year-old mother and her 21-year-old daughter were killed when an 18-year-old human smuggler slammed into their car at a four-way stop doing 70 miles an hour while running from police. Six illegal immigrants and the driver were arrested Saturday in Mission, Texas. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News.
The blood is on the hands of the president.
Another Democrat-run state is forcing an indoor mask mandate regardless of vaccination status. California on Wednesday will join New York State, saying mask wearing will become mandatory in all indoor public settings across California, regardless of vaccination status. The mandate will remain in place until January 15th. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
President Biden's open border policy has cost two more Americans their lives. A 59-year-old mother and her 21-year-old daughter were killed when an 18-year-old smuggler slammed into their car at a four-way stop doing 70 miles an hour while running from police. Six illegal immigrants and the driver were arrested Saturday in Mission, Texas. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News.
This hit me to my core, and I've seen a lot of death in this job as Lieutenant Governor from domestic shootings and police violence and the disasters, but this one hit me to my core. Last Saturday morning, 11:30, Carmen Sosa and Vera Viana, mother and daughter, 59 and 21, were sitting in the car at a stop sign. Little did they know that the minutes before, some wild, crazy smuggler was racing through stop signs and red lights in the town of Mission, right on the border. Did I see any comment from the White House? Did I see a condolence and prayers from either Biden or Kamala Harris or Mayorkas? No. Nothing. They don't care about American lives. The blood is on the hands of the president. This is a strong thing for me to say, but I believe it in my heart. If these policies don't change, these won't be the last people to be killed. Mayorkas, I'm asking you to resign tonight. Tonight. If you won't resign, and if Mr. President, if you won't reach out to this family, then you have to look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, do you care at all about them?
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It's going to be sliding. What are today's hot? Keep it. God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. Happy Tuesday. I was in the middle of talking about this study, and a senior scholar at John Hopkins Center for Health Security says wearing a mask for a prolonged period of time can alter blood chemistry. And inhaling too much carbon dioxide, CO2, can be life-threatening. And even experts at the NIH, which is the National Institutes of Health, is saying that. As you can see, we've said a lot of corrupt articles about the NIH, the FDA, the CDC. Some of these institutions, not so much the FDA and the CDC, are starting to turn around because they're realizing they don't want to get caught in Nuremberg Code 2, so they're trying to save some reputation of credibility. We all know that masks are a protocol for submissive conformity. That's it. And they even, I mean, when you're talking about alterations in blood chemistry, even it even gets worse. A German neurologist, Dr. Marguerite, I'm not going to try to pronounce her last name. She's an MD and a PhD in pharmacology who specializes in neurotoxicology and environmental medicine, warns that oxygen deprivation from prolonged COVID mask wearing can cause permanent neurological damage. Remember all the long lists many, many months ago that I referred to about the psychological and physiological disorders, hypoxia, hypercapnia, staph infections, bacterial pneumonia, very long list of wearing masks. So these people, like the governor of California, the reason why they're doing this is because they need, it's analogous to the news that we just heard a few moments ago, where Biden's regime, the Democrats, they're bringing in all these illegal, unvetted immigrants. They don't care if they run people over in their vehicles. They don't care if they bring in drugs. They don't care about the 100+ thousand people who have died from overdose in our country. They don't care about all the murders, all the rapes. We've discussed all these articles. They don't care. They care about maintaining power, money, control, and consolidating all three. So this article talks about, going back to this article, pardon my sidebars here, but when I'm by myself, I guess I have the luxury to go there. They talk about nerve cells and how even 3 minutes without proper oxygen, they can't survive. And they warn about headache symptoms, drowsiness, dizziness, issues of concentration, slowing down a reaction time, reactions of the cognitive system. And we've shared these articles regarding the so-called vax and the cognitive system, where people can't, they're losing their ability to think. They have chronic damage. We've discussed all this with, you know, basically neurodegenerative diseases take many years to develop. And here we are 2 years into this pandemic of mask wearing. What do you think is going to happen? But just going, you know, tying it into the vax. Do you remember the articles we shared with you where, and this is as per the U.S. insurance companies, they're now calling them vaccidents, where we have an increase of over 600 more accidents or vaccidents involving moving vehicles. You remember that? That's why you're hearing all these, they're trying to hide a lot of deaths using things like died suddenly or sudden adult death syndrome or identifiable causes or unknown. They're going to catchphrase us to death. Basically, what we're seeing is democide, which is murder by government. It's all part of the PSYOP, folks. And speaking of PSYOP, vaccine expert warns the unvaccinated to never take COVID vaccine. Yes, I use the word never. Dr. Geet Vandenbosch, a renowned vaccine expert, now listen to this carefully. He's a virologist and former senior officer of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. You remember Bill, right? He's the guy who publicly has been pushing all these vaccines around the world, has been kicked out of dozens of countries, who's been openly, on audio and video, openly calling for depopulation, who came from a family of eugenics. I always say, never, ever believe a word we say. Read, research, and verify. Everything that we use, at least speaking for myself, is published articles in the public domain. When I talk about health, even though I've been in the big pharma industry for over 20 years, a very corrupt industry, I always use information, whether it be quotes or paraphrases, studies, articles, doesn't matter, from physicians, researchers, and scientist. Anyway, Dr. Geet Vandenbosch says and urges people who have not taken the COVID-19 vaccine to stay unvaccinated if they want to protect their innate immune systems, unquote. unquote. Never, ever allow anything or anybody to interfere or suppress your innate immune system. Quote, it's your first. He said that a person's natural immune system is their first line of defense against any kind of disease, including COVID-19. And he makes it very clear that the antibodies produced by the COVID-19 vaccines, it's not even a vaccine. Every physician, scientist, and researcher is now calling it, anybody who has credibility is now calling it a bioweapon. So anyway, he says these antibodies produced by the COVID-19 vaccine suppress a person's natural immunity, and they cannot substitute for it, unquote. Since these antibodies, if they actually provide any kind of protection against infection or transmission, they do not last very long. And I'm going to mention one last thing he says. It's in quotes here, right in front of me. For God's sake, stay unvaccinated. They should stay unvaccinated, unquote. And I can mention a lot more specificity and detail, but I don't have time. Look, psyops come in many forms, folks. We've talked about this here and there. And because I'm monologuing, I can get into some more examples. But these psyops are like, for example, the majority of people, and this has been proven in studies, that the majority of people who have taken the jab have taken it because of the psyop of fear. I want to remind you that this is a so-called disease that was manufactured in the Wuhan Chinese lab via Fauci, using our taxpayer dollars and being caught doing gain-of-function testing. From a disease that has a 99.7% survival rate from the very beginning, and that's with comorbidities. So when you ask about why would anybody take a vaccine, I've given so much information, studies, articles about how this approval of the emergency authorization is not legal because they've suppressed our therapeutics. How come all of our legal immigrants don't have to take it? How can a company, an industry, get liability immunity when we've had ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine? How come doctors are being investigated and threatened to take their license away if they don't follow the narrative and the so-called CDC protocol, which is basically, look at all the hospitals people that are getting a ton of money for the diagnosis and putting COVID on their death certificate. And now the FDA says that Pfizer can hide their trials and their evidence and ingredients for 75 years. Really? See, that's part of the psyop, folks. The biggest proponents of this bioweapon are the people like Bill Gates that we just mentioned, who calls openly for depopulation. How come the mainstream media and the medical industry is hiding all the deaths, the secret gain-of-function research that we just talked about? How come that announcers are being cut off the air when someone is holding their chest, can't breathe, and is extreme pain out in the whatever sport field they're playing? And then the announcers say something, and they get cut off. That's not suspicious? All right, folks. I mean, psyops, we have to be aware of this. I mean, let me just give a few more examples before I go on here. How about all the fat people shaming? Oh, well, someone's obese, you're shaming them. No, it's because the powers that be know that 40,000 people who are obese die per month in this country because of obese-related diseases. Well, the 100,000-plus people who die in America from drug overdose, they're not talking about that on mainstream media, are they? How about white males? Yet all these narratives that come by are sold to you by the top 200 wealthiest families in the world, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Kissingers, the Morgans, the Carnegies. All these people who are mostly white, mostly run by males. How about climate change, folks? Look at all the forest fires. It's because there's been no management to clean up the forest. From the ground, there's ladder fuels purposely designed from the ground to the canopy to create more forest fires. How come Glacier National Park, where I live very close to, they had to take away their signs because they said, about 5 years ago, glaciers were going to be eliminated. How about the shorelines that are supposed to be gone? Al Gore gave documentaries on this. They were wrong about everything. How come Pelosi and Obama live on this oceanfront mansions? Well, why would you do that if you think that you're going to get flooded? Climate change has been happening for millions of years. It's dependent on solar activity and pole shifts. How come John Brennan, the ex-CIA, former CIA director, admitted on video, it's out there, it's on the internet, you can look it up, admitted that weather modifications / geoengineering on video exists? Well, at the same time, Democrats are blaming tornadoes and hot or cold weather on Republicans. Do you think maybe they use weather modifications for these distractions to kill all these people and ruin people's lives? Would you be surprised? I wouldn't. We have to ask those questions. How come they're always asking for more money from the taxpayers to fight climate change, which used to be called global warming? Why are there hundreds of patents on weather modifications and they blame it on you? It's just like cyber attacks, folks. This is why we have to start looking for false flags, because they are going to attack everything, financial, economic, political, food, energy, you name it. We'll be right back. We appreciate you being here.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Back, everybody. Rich Sheepman sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and the first hour is almost up. And I think I'm going to have to start shortcutting my messages, but I just want to talk about some more forms of psyops. You know, have you heard the Democrats blaming retailers for inflation? Not money printing. Blaming retailers. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You can see how they build the narrative. Like they talk about creating false flags so they can blame patriots, Americans, whites, males, heterosexuals. You know, I've read articles how they're planting seed about possible attacks on like a Pfizer or an FDA building so they can blame patriots. You got to remember, these people not only let a crisis go to waste, they create the crisis so they can basically take advantage of it and blame other people. That's part of the psyops. It's just, how about the Russian collusion hoax? This has been confirmed and proven that Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid and orchestrated the whole thing. Now, if a Republican did 1/100th of that, they'd be arrested and be in the who's gal for life. How about the sham January 6th committee? You know what? Why do you think that is for? I mean, it's for several things. But the big thing is so they can say, well, President Trump was responsible for this, so we're going to tie a crime to him so he can't run again for president. I guarantee you that's, and there's, by the way, speaking of that, there's a woman, I think she makes documentaries or something. I heard her on an interview, and I can't remember where it was. It could have been Stu Peters. I think it was on frankspeech.com, but Stu Peters is also on that. Her name is Nina May, and she proves that the January 6th was a stage event because she has footage with timestamps that wasn't occurring at the same time. This is very interesting. I believe the interview could have been with Brandon House on frankspeech.com. And speaking of frankspeech.com, and that's with two E's, the election fraud, the complaint going to the Supreme Court, you have to read it. It's 75 pages. It shows absolutely 100% without a doubt that President Trump won with the biggest landslide in history. Never mind all the down ballots that are have been falsified. So anyway, going back to Nina May, and keep in mind, folks, there's 14,000 hours. You got this sham January 6th committee, but they're not releasing their 14 hours of tapes. They have 14,000 hours from all these cameras, from all these angles, of all these tapes they're not releasing on purpose so they can basically narrate and sell the narrative and sell whatever they want without any evidence. It's just like all these flight logs that are being redacted from public view on the Ghislaine Maxwell. It's basically what they're doing there is state sanctioning pedophilia. You have to remember it's a consolidation of power, money, and control. How come all this cold fusion technology, in other words, free energy, isn't being released? Look, we live in a time of brain-dead propaganda zombies where the smart people are literally being silenced so the stupid people aren't offended. I just want you to think about that. I have so many articles here. Man, I'm going off into tangents, but I'm going to start speeding up my process here, folks, and shortcutting my shortcuts, as I always say. Next, Fauci forced vaccinations are coming. Maybe pandemic will be over by 2022. See, that's a psyop. They're scaring people. They're forcing people under the guise of experts and official authorities when we've given all these so-called authorities who've been exempt from the jab, like the White House, the CDC, the FDA. That's 30,000 people right there. People, come on. Congress and its staff, over 12,000 people. And a couple hundred of these people are documented on paper taking ivermectin. How about the 600,000 U.S. Postal Service workers? Because they literally were involved in rigging the election because I gave those articles and the proof. How about Health and Human Services employees, 80,000. How about 3 million plus illegal unvetted immigrants who've been given packets of ivermectin? How about the 8 million Chinese exchange students on our soil? That's called an army. How come they're exempt from the jab? How come all these big pharma companies have liability immunity when they've committed felonies and they've lost that coverage? We need to ask these questions, folks. We'll be right back after the top of the hour break for hour number two. We really appreciate you being here.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.